Okay, I believe we're on? Yeah. Okay. Today's daf Mem Hei. Today's daf, actually, is a, we'll get to it, extremely famous daf in Shas. And throughout history, it was very famous. And we will touch on that, but we have to first get there. So first, we're on daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis by the fourth wide line, Amar Rav Anan. Amar Rav Anan. Rav Anan said, who you know who Rav Anan is? Rav Anan is a person who had a chavrus with Eliyahu HaNavi. By the way, Tonos of Eliyahu is written by Rav Anan. Hedachavus of Eliyahu Navi. Anyway, he said something as follows. He said, "Shmas minad demar Shmuel tarti." I heard from Shmuel two things. Chada hach. One was that if you take your eved and you take it to Chutz La'aretz, sell him to a guy, he goes out free. Rashi says that we're talking about mechiras eved l'Chutz La'aretz. The idach, and the second thing I heard from Shmuel was the itmar, hamocher sadehu b'shnas hayovel atzma. If you sell your field during Yovel itself, we know that during Yovel, all your ancestral fields went back. There was no such thing as a sale of an ancestral field. It was really a rental for the maximum 50 years. Now, what if you sold it during Yovel? So there's no such thing, because it goes right back. So what happens if you do that? During Yovel itself, you sold the field. So it's a machlokas. Rav Amar Mechura V'yotza. Rav says it's a good sale. I'm sorry, not a good sale. It's a sale, but it immediately reverts back to the seller. Who keeps the money? Seller. So the seller gets everything. The buyer gets nothing. The buyer paid $1,000 for that field. He gives him $1,000. He doesn't get the field. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "Ain't a Mechura kol ikar." No, there's no sale at all. But Bechada Hadre Zvine, in one case, the money had to be returned. Ubechada Lo Hadre Zvine. And in the other case, the money did not have to be returned. V'lo yadana haiminayu. I didn't know which one. I wasn't sure which case can the seller keep the money, and in which case he doesn't keep the money. So Amar of Yosef, next item, let's see. Midiktoni Braisa. We have a Braisa that says, Hamocher Avdo Lechotz Laretz. If somebody sells his Eved to Chotz Laretz, Yotza Lecheiros, he goes out free. V'tzaruch Ket Shechur Mirab Osheni. And the second buyer, the guy who lives in Chotz Laretz, who bought this Eved, has to write him a Get Shechur. Now the Braisa doesn't say that he gets the money back. Right? The second buyer lives in Bavel. He bought this Eved. All of a sudden, the Bezin knocks on the door and says, by the way, you have to write this guy a get shichur. Why? Because he was sold from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Left mitzvahs now, he goes out free. So the guy says, okay, I'll do that and give him the money back. I had this guy for a whole total of 20 minutes. There's no mention of the money going back. I'm sorry, Shmas Mina. You see from here, Kinuya Rabo Sheni, the second master acquired the Eved. He owned him. V'lo hadari zvini. And he doesn't get the money back. Right? Obviously, in the other case of Yovel, he does get the money back. V'chi amar Shmuel hasam eino mechura. And in the case of the Yovel, where there's no sale at all, ma'os chozrin. The money goes back. So now, what was Rav Anan Safek, if there's a Beferish or Braisa here that says that the money by the Eved, but the case of the Eved, the money doesn't go back. So Rav Anan said, I heard Shmuel say two statements. One, the money went back, and one, the money didn't go back. I didn't know which one's which. So the Gemara says, Rav Anan, Braisa lo Shmuel. He never heard that Braisa. Right? Not every Amora had to know every Braisa. Every Amora had to know every Mishnah. That's for sure. He never heard that Braisa. He didn't hear it was so clearly stated. So he wasn't sure what Shmuel held. V'i midi Shmuel. And what about Shmuel? Mimai de'enu mechura umos chosrin. How do you know that there's no sale and the money goes back? Dilma, maybe. Eino mechura. There's no sale. Umaos matana ninu. The money's a matana. Midi dahave. Isn't that just like amakadesh as achoso? You try to be marry your sister. You give $1,000 to your sister and say hariat mekudeshesli. It's nothing. There could be 1,000 witnesses. It's not even a chasha. It's impossible to be makadesh your sister. So what are you doing? You're trying, basically what you're doing is you're giving her $1,000 present, right? So Rav says the money has to go back because it's nothing. Shmuel says the money is a matana. So you gave her, so the guy knows he can't buy a fielder in Yovel. No such thing. What about the money? Who said it has to go back? Maybe the buyer wanted to give the guy money. So he said, I'll buy that field from you during Yovel. Basically, it's a way of giving him a matana. So if that's true, Rashi points this out on Amud Beis, then there's no difference between Rav and Shmuel. In either case, there's no sale, and in either case, the money doesn't revert. Right? So Rashi says it could be a difference. Could be, you buy other things, derech agav the karka. Would those things work? So according to Rav, absolutely yes. Why? It's a good sale. According to Shmuel, for sure not. It's not a sale. Okay. Amalei Abaya l'Rav Yosef. My chazis de kansinan l'lokeach. Why are we ruining the buyer? Why are we punishing the buyer? Right? If you sell your eved to chutz la'aretz, so the buyer knows the halacha just like the seller. So why is it the buyer's fault? Right? What does happen? What do we say? He goes out free and the buyer loses the money. Why does the buyer lose the money? Maybe they should split it. So the Gemara says, Niknasei l'mocher. Why not be koneh the seller? He gets the money and he gets the eved, and the eved goes out free. Why should that be? So the Gemara says, Amalei, he answers it back, Lav uch b'ra ganav. It's not the mouse that's the ganav. Ella what? Chura ganav. It's the hole in the wall. As long as the mouse doesn't have a hole in the wall where to run to, you can catch him. So it's not really the seller's fault. It's the buyer's fault. That's why the buyer is punished. And the buyer's knas is a knas on the buyer. So does that make sense? That doesn't make any sense. Amalei, ilav uchbra chur manalei. And if not for the mouse, what's the hole doing? Right? The bottom line is, it's both their faults. You can't, a hole in the wall can't steal food. Only the mouse could do it. So the Gemara says, you're right. So mistabra hecha de ikki isura hasam kansinan. You know what? Wherever the isser is, that's what will knas. Where's the isser? It's in the buyer's hands. The buyer bought him. So the buyer took the eved home. So now the buyer is holding the eved in his possession. So we make the knas on him. No? No good? Right? Does that make sense? That we should be konates the one who did the isser, who has the isser right now? Okay. Next. Hahu avda, there was an eved, the arak bichutz la'aretz la'aretz. This is a little different. He ran away from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. He ran the reverse. Azal morei avasrei. The master chased after him. So asa l'kaimed de Rav Ami, the slave ran to Rav Ami. Amalei and Rav Ami paskin as follows. Since he's now in Eretz Yisrael, what? Sorry? The master came to Rav Ami. The master came to Rav Ami and said, I want my slave back. So Amalei, nichtov loch shtara adme, let the slave write a shtar of value to you. In other words, he's going to write a document that he owes you money because he was a worker. Vikasav le gita de cherusa. And you'll write a get shichur for him. In other words, you're going to free him now. Why? Because now he's in Eretz Yisrael and he ran away. So we're going to free him. But he'll owe you money. He'll work for you. But he'll be free. He could do more mitzvahs. V'i lo mafkina le minach. And if you don't want to do this, I will be mafkir him under the shita of midrav acha beredrav oshia. I'll be mafkir him from that opinion. Ditanya, because we learned in a brisa, it says in Parashas Mishpatim, lo yeshu ba'artzecha, the goyim, don't let the goyim live with you. When you get into Eretz Yisrael, don't let them live with you. Why not? Penyachtiu oschach li, because they're going to make you sin to me. Right? The goyim in Eretz Yisrael were very, 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 very wicked people. Don't let them stay around. Don't let them hang around. I would think that means even goyim that are not over kochavim, they also can't stay. They can stay. It's only the ones that are over the Avodah Zarah that can't stay. What if they're okay? Talmud Lomar, it says in the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Lo saskir eved el adonav, don't return the eved to its master. Don't return the eved to its master. When an eved runs away, don't return it to its master. Asher yinatzel elecha miyim adonav. that he was saved from his masters, right? So my takanaso, what do you do with such an eved? Don't return him to his master, the pasuk says. An eved that runs away, don't return him to his master. What do you do with him? Im chayeshim b'kirbecha, let him stay with you. Now, the kasha leil Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia had a kasha on that pasuk. Hai me'im adonav. Don't return eved to his adonav. It should say me'im avav mi'boyalei. It should say don't return him to his father. What do you mean to his master? Right? What's the problem with saying master? I'm sorry. Right. The problem is we're talking about now a guy who's not being over in Avodah Zarah. In Eved, a guy who's not being over in Avodah Zarah. That's how we said the first part of it. That's why we brought down the pasuk in Mishpatim. If a guy is not being over in Avodah Zarah, then he can stay. So now we're saying don't return the guy. The guy who's not being over in Avodah Zarah can stay. Avodah Zarah is not called Adon. It should say his father. Why does it say Adon? So therefore, Ella Amar of Yoshia, the Moker Avdo Lachutz La'aretz Hakasav Medaber. We're talking about somebody who sold his Eved to Chutz La'aretz. Now he ran back. Now he can stay. Now he's free. V'kasha Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yoshia. He still had a kasha. Hai Asher Yinatzel Elecha, that he's going to be saved by you. Asher Yinatzel Me'imach Miboyle. It should say he's being saved from his own people. Ella therefore. Amar of Achaber Devoshia, be'eved shabarach michutz la'aretz la'aretz achasav medaber. The Torah is talking about somebody who ran away from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. Therefore, if an eved does that, the pasuk basically says you should free him. Therefore, if you don't free him, we'll do it ourselves. Now, once we discuss that pasuk, we'll say a little more. Tanya idach l'saskir eved el adonav. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, you know what that means? Belokech eved al manas l'shachar akasav medaber. The Torah is talking about somebody that bought an eved for the sole purpose of freeing him. Hechidami, how could that be? Amar Rav Nachman, Abar Yitzchak, dekasav lei. He wrote, hachi l'kachecha hariat mecha knuy lach me'achshav. When I acquire you, you'll be freed from right now. Rav Chista, arak le avda lebei kusoi. Rav Chista had an eved who ran away among kusim. Shalach lahu, he sent the message. Hadura nihile, return him. Shalchu le, they sent back. Let's ask your eved aladonav. No, you don't return the eved who runs away. Right? Now we can read the parentheses. We cannot. Shalchu lahu, he sent back. V'chein tase lachamor, v'chein tase lachamosa, v'chein tase lachol aved zechicha. You have to return lost objects. He's a lost object of mine. You have to return him. What do you mean? I return a lost object. The Torah says he gets freed. So shalchu lahu hahu be'eved shebarach mechutz la'aretz la'aretz u'dekedrav achi berei dervoshia. So he sent back that no, the only time that's true is if it goes from Eretz Yisrael, from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Here it went from chutz la'aretz to chutz la'aretz. Right? Because they all lived in chutz la'aretz, these people. Rav Chista and the Kusim all was in chutz la'aretz. It's true what you say, if it goes from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, then he's free. Not from chutz la'aretz to chutz la'aretz, therefore he's an Aveda, and you have to give him back. And Umayishna d'shalach lahu k'vacha b'Rav Yoshia, why did Rav Chista send it that way? Why didn't Rav Chista say that that's the Shita of Rav? One second. That's the question. Right. Why did Rav Chista send it this way in Rav Oshia's name? You know why? Mishum demashma lahu kra, because he wanted to mention the pasuk. Because the kusim, whatever they held, whoever they were, whatever they didn't hold, a pasuk they'll listen to. So the pasuk says only from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rav Chista sent it with a pasuk, that they should know that that's the halacha and that's the only time that pasuk applies, and not chutz la'aretz to chutz la'aretz. Okay. Abaya irkis lechamra bekusoi. Abaya lost a donkey among the kusim. Shalach lahu shadruli, send it back, return it to me. Shalchule, right? This is here because we just said that you have to return lost objects. So shalchule simana, send us a simon that it's your donkey. So shalach lahu, he sent back a simon dechivrusa karse. It has a white belly. The belly's white.
So Shalchulei Ilav de Nachmeni at, if not for the fact that you're Nachmeni, that's his Abai's real name, Lo Have Mishad Mele Nahalech. I wouldn't return it to you.
Every donkey has a white belly. Every donkey has a white belly. What, you tell me that's a simen? Everybody has a simen like that. So it's a big discussion what exactly is going on over here. First, they didn't want to return it. He tells them something that doesn't make any, that's meaningless, and now they'll return it. It's a big discussion. A lot of mafarshim. We're going to run out of time, and I wanted to focus more on the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is one of the most famous Mishnahs in all of Shas. Unfortunately, it's a famous Mishnah, and unfortunately, this Mishnah was applied many, many times historically. It's all the guy's fault. And here we go. The Mishnah says as follows: Ein podin es hashvuyin yoser al kadei demehem. We do not redeem captured Jews more than they're worth. You don't pay an endless amount, an exorbitant amount, to redeem, to ransom a Jew. You don't pay. What does the Mishnah say? You pay what they're worth. How do you evaluate what they're worth? That's a machlokas. Either the slave market, there's no such thing. Many societies, there's no such thing anymore. Then whatever the value is, however they would estimate the value of a person. Maybe the asking price, whatever it is. Not sure exactly, but not from the slave market, because there was no slave market. So whatever he's worth. If you say whatever he's worth, then it's subjective. In other words, it depends who it is. Right? So if the Gadol HaDor is kidnapped, we're going to get to that in a minute, the Gadol HaDor. Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. Why? Again, this mission is in this parak, because everything in this parak is about Tikkun HaOlam. What's the Tikkun HaOlam? The Gemara will say. Also, the Ein Mavrichin Es HaShivuyin Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. We don't encourage prisoners to try to escape Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. Why not? So what does that mean? We don't encourage them to escape. So Rashi says, because if they escape, they're going to mistreat future prisoners. When they capture future prisoners, they're going to mistreat them. Why? Because they don't want them to escape. They don't want them to escape. So they'll lock them up, chains, torture. So we don't encourage escaping. Slightly different, because we don't encourage escaping, because we don't want the prisoners who don't escape to be mistreated. Not future. The other ones in the jail, we don't want them to be mistreated. So, Ibayalahu, hi, b'nei tikkun ha'olam. What does that mean, b'nei tikkun ha'olam? Is that mishum duchka d'tziburuhu? Is it because of the money of the community? In other words, we're going to bankrupt the community, making them constantly ransom people. Is that why we said that you only pay their value? Or Dilma Mishum Delo Ligbrubu Velaisu Tfe. Or the reason is because we don't want Goyim to keep on doing this. Keep on doing this. Right? Sky's the limit. They'll keep on kidnapping everybody. Similar answer. They're both very similar. They overlap. What's the nafkamina between them? The nafkamina is, let's say you have a rich uncle. So you're not touching the community at all. If it's for the first reason, we don't want to back up the community, guy's a rich uncle, he'll do it. He'll ransom the nephew, doesn't mind. He's a very wealthy man. But if it's for the second reason, that we don't want the guy to keep on doing this, then even the rich uncle we won't let. Right? We won't let. Why? Because it has nothing to do with the community, it has to do with the future. So if the rich uncle ransoms you for X, they'll keep on kidnapping people, waiting for the rich uncles. That's the nafkamina. So Toshma, we'll do one more line. The Levi Bar Darga, Parka Labrate Betleser Alfe Dinrizov. Levi Bar Darga ransomed his daughter for some crazy price, 13,000 gold dinars. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the reason is the first reason. The reason is because of the Ducha de Tzibur, and he did it himself, he was a wealthy man, so he ransomed his own daughter. So the Gemara says, not a raya. Dilma, maybe, Amar Abaya, Uman Leimelon, the Ratzon Chacham of it. Who said he did the Ratzon Chacham by doing that? Dilma, maybe, Shalom Ratzon Chacham of it. He didn't do the Ratzon Chacham. Who said he did the Ratzon Chacham? So we don't have an answer to the question. Now, Tosfos, the second Tosfos says something fascinating. He says there are two exceptions to how much you could pay
for ransoming somebody. Right? Basically, you pay the value. Two exceptions. One is your wife. When it comes to your wife, then the sky's the limit. Why? Why? Anybody remember why? Because it's in the ksuva. One of the deals, one of the agreements is because you agree to ransom her. That's what he says. I write the second Tosfos. V'atani pregnayim ha'murasa nishbeis ha'imavakshimenu arasara bidameha pam rishon. You can pay 10 times as much, right? Shiny ishto to have a kigufo yoser mibito. Right? She's like ishto kigufo to hachavil atzmolo tikna shalo yitin kala shalob ad nafsho. There's also an exception for yourself. If you have the means to redeem yourself, you can redeem yourself also for whatever it is. Tell the guy, listen, I have money. You let me out, I'll get you the money. You could do that too. You could do it for your wife. And then Tosfos quotes from Rabbi Chanina, of a chacham muflag, you could do it for them too. What's a chacham muflag? We'll see in a minute what the Shulchan Aruch says. You could do it for yourself. For them, these are the people that you could redeem. As a matter of fact, Tosfos says that Rabbi Shua, he redeemed the boy during, and he paid crazy price. So Tosfos says, how can you do that? So Tosfos says, first of all, it was during the time of the Churban. So Tosfos says, what's the chashash? They're going to take others? Taking others anyway. It's not a question, well, if we ransom him for so much, they're going to keep on doing it anyway, time of the Churban. The whole reason didn't apply. Rabbi Shua held of that reason. He held the reason is, if you pay a lot, they'll take more. They're taking more anyway. It's the Churban. They're taking everybody to Rome. The whole Yerushalayim is being destroyed. So he said that he held the reason didn't apply. Or he was a chacham muflag. So for such a person, the rules are different. The Gerush Yerachim says that there were other captives in there, and they weren't paid for. Right? So Rabbi Shua walked into the jail, and said, him I'll pay for. What about everybody else? No, I'm not interested. So there's no chashash you're going to take more, because they're sitting there and no one's paying for them. So that's what the Gersh Yerachim said. That's why it wasn't a chashash. And also, for Zakanas Tefashis, it could be different. That could be an exception also. If there's a danger they're going to be killed, there might be an exception about redeeming them for more than they're worth. The Pitzchei Tshuva asks an unbelievable question. One of the 613 mitzvos, one of the 365 lavin is lo samen al dam riecha. Right? Lo samen al dam riecha. We have a rule, like don't stand by the blood of your brother. We have a rule that you have to pay all your money not to be over lo saseh. So how could you watch him rot away in jail and not come up with the money? No, only pay what he's worth, not more than that. What kind of tekan is this? It goes against the Torah. Torah says, "Osamen al dam riyach." Every lo saseh, by the way, every lo saseh, you have to pay all your money, not to violate it. Right? By it, I say we say up to a fifth. Right? So you don't have to pay $1 million for an esrog. You don't have to. You're an ones. But when it comes to a lo, yes, you have to give up $1 million not to speak lashon hara. The Chavetz Chaim says it in black and white, 100%. You have to give all your money not to do a lo saseh. Second, what kind of tekan is this? That's what the Pitzchei Tshuva is. So the Marchesha says that the Isra of Osama al Dam Riecha is only when it's mamish right in front of your eyes. The guy's drowning. The guy's mamish going to die if you don't go save him. You can't do it yourself. You have to pay all your money to save this guy. You have to hire any lifeguard in the world to go save that guy. But here, he's in some jail. He's not fun of. So the whole Isra doesn't apply. That's what the Marchesha says. The other answers are, the Pitzchei Tshuva says that the only time we have this rule is by a lo saseh that is a maisa. There's no such rule for a lo saseh without a maisa. Hey, there's no maisa. I'm sitting here. I'm watching it happen. So for them, we don't say you have to give up all your money. So there could be such a takana. Yeah? So there's a whole machlokes. If there's a takana's nefashos, the rules might be different. But we're assuming that they don't want to kill him because they want to get the money. So they're going to give him three meals because they want to keep him alive, because they want money. They're not doing it to torture. They're doing it for money. So if we're doing it for money, we can't. That's the Pesach Tshuva's answer. The Marsham says, the Rambam here that says that even though it's Osamod, we still only pay up to a fifth because we're treating it like an asay. Again, a similar answer because there's no maisa. The Chassam Sofer says, fascinating, only a yachid has to give all his money, not a tzibur. So if they're coming around collecting for the tzibur, you want to do all you say, a private person, you can pay, have to give up all your money. But not, there's no such rule on the tzibur. That's a little bit difficult, because why are we criticizing Levi Bar Darga? The Amud Eish asked that question. We said, Levi Bar Darga raised him this daughter. He paid so much, maybe he didn't blow Bar Chachamim. What does the Chacham have against him? For Yachid, he can do whatever he wants. The Chassam Sofer says, for a tzibur, there's no such din about paying all your money, only for Yachid. That's nice, but then why are we criticizing Levi Bar Darga? For Yachid, he can do whatever he wants. So that's the Chassam Sofer's answer. The Imre Bin has an unbelievable vart. He says, for a chiyav haguf, you have to give all your money. A chiyav on you, you have to give all your money. Here's a chiyav from some other place. The chiyav over there, I have to pay all my money to save him. No, then we apply darcher darchenom. So you do your best. Can't be a chiyav on all your money for a non-guf. It's a very interesting vart. For not to do with you. It's an outside thing. It's an outside mitzvah. Can't be you have to give all your money for that. Okay, those are the makoros over here. Now, we're gonna have a wild story here in a minute. I'm never gonna finish today. No way. So we'll stop here. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin? We paskin as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hilchas Tzedakah. Hilchas Tzedakah, Tzimereishin and Beis, if Dalin, Ein Podin Hashavuyin, Yoser Bechtei Demehen, you don't redeem Jews, ransom, you don't ransom more than they're worth, if they take an Olam. Shalo Yehiyu Ha'oivim Mosrin Atzmin Aleihem L'Shvosam. Because they can keep on doing it. Not the first reason. Right, the Shulchan Aruch passed. Not the second reason. Aval Adam Yachal Lifto says Atzmo B'chol Mashi Yirtze. For yourself, you can sky's the limit. V'chein Lo Talmud Chacham or Afilu Eino Talmud Chacham Elishu Talmud Charif. Right, for Talmud Chacham. V'efsher Shiyeh Adam Gadol Podim Osam Adam Merubim. And then the Rama adds V'im Ishto Ka'acher Dami Olo. Whether Ishto Kegufa or not, like Tosfos said, yes. Ayin Ebene Ezer Simen Ayin Ches. So I didn't look it up over there, but I think that he says over there that Ishto Kegufo, your wife is also included. Okay? You have a question? No? And we all know I'm quoting now from History of the Jews by Solomon Grazel. We all know the famous story. And if you don't know, you'll know it now. It's on page 367 in the original, I have an old edition from my grandmother. And it says over here as follows. The story of Rav Meir of Rottenburg. Rav Meir of Rottenburg was the Rami Rottenburg. He was the Rebbe of the Rosh. And he says as follows. It's not so long. He illustrates the leadership which the rabbis offered and the respect in which they were held. Towards the end of the 13th century, Rabbi Meir was the foremost rabbi of Western Germany. The constant pressure upon the Jews and his pious regard for the Holy Land impelled Rabbi Meir to decide to spend the last years of his life on the sacred soil of Palestine. On the way, somewhere in northern Italy, he was recognized by a convert to Christianity who revealed to the authorities the identity of the traveler. Rabbi Meir was arrested. The reason given was that, as a Jew, the rabbi was a serf of the emperor's treasury. By leaving, he was depriving the treasury of a source of income. Emperor Rudolf demanded a large sum from the Jews as ransom for their respected leader. The Jews were perfectly willing to pay any sum the emperor demanded, but Rabbi Meir refused to be ransomed. He argued that if this trick of the emperor succeeded, every prince would likewise arrest the rabbi of his territory each time he wanted to squeeze money out of the Jewish community. For years, Rabbi Meir remained in prison. I believe it's like 14 years. Right? Unpaid ransom, the book Unpaid Ransom is about this story. For years, he remained in prison. After the rabbi's death, the emperor refused to give up his body for Jewish burial unless the Jews paid for him for it. Many years later, a wealthy Jew of Frankfurt, Alexander Suskin Wimfen, paid this money to the emperor on one condition. The condition which he made the Jews was that on his death they would bury him by Rabbi Meir's side. The Jews fulfilled this condition, and in the cemetery at Worms, one can see a double grave with one tombstone over it, marking the resting place of the two men. Right, it's a famous story of Mayor Ron Rottenberg said, no, you don't ransom me. He stayed many, many years in jail, many years after his death, until finally this fellow came along and decided it's a bazillion already, and he agreed to do it. And that's a nice ending to this. That's a nice ending to the story. They're buried together, and that's the halacha. That's the halacha. We don't do it because it just gives them incentive to keep on doing it. It's a very sad. Episode. It happened many, many times. It's very it's a very famous Mishnah in a very sad way. This Mishnah has been used many times. It's very sad, and that's the halacha. Halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. We just read it. That's the second reason. It's not because of the first reason. So even if you have a rich uncle, it doesn't make a difference. Right, it has nothing to do with the community. It has to do with the future. Okay. Now, the Ein Mavrichin Es HaShivuyin Netikin Olam Rav Shur Ben Gamliel Omer Netik Takana Shivuyin. Right. What's the reason why we can redeem? We said we don't encourage people to run away. Why not? Either because they're going to torture future people, or they're going to torture the others. So my Benayhu, Ikke Benayhu, they're like Elachad. He's the only guy in the jail. So can they run away? Can we encourage him to escape? So according to Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, yes, there's no one else they're going to mistreat. What about next time? We don't worry about next time. According to the Tanna Kamma, no, worry about next time. So he'll run away. So next time they're going to mistreat everybody. We don't want him to run away. Now, not sure exactly what this Gemara is doing here, but we'll see in a minute. Bante de Rav Nachman, the daughters of Rav Nachman, Bachshan Kadra Beidayu, they used to stir the kitchen, the stew pot in the kitchen with their own hands. And Kashilela of Ilish. Rav Ilish was wondering, how on earth can these women stir a pot on the fire with their bare hands and not get burnt? What are they, miracle workers? How could that be? So he thought, see if it says in the Pasuk, Kas Adam Echad Me'elef Matzatzi, I only find one in a thousand is worthwhile. The Isha B'chol E'elo Lo Matzatzi, a woman not never. I never found a worthy woman. Right, so Mepharshim explained, you don't find anywhere in Tanakh, I'm not sure if this is true, you don't find anywhere in Tanakh where a nais is done through a woman. That's what one of the Ben Yodah says that, other Mepharshim say that. So there might be Midrashim that Sarah Imenu did nisim, and right, but I don't know if it's anywhere in the Torah Beferish. Or at Devorah? I don't know. So therefore, Rav Ilish was remarking that the Tanakh is made that women don't have open miracles done for them. So here they're stirring the pot with their bare hands. How could that be? Must be they're very, very, very worthy, very special people. Ha'ikah bante de Rav Nachman gramalahu milsa. So because they did this, an event happened, says the Marsha. An event happened to expose what was really going on. What was really going on? It's going to be witchcraft. That's how they were doing it. Rav Ilish didn't know that. Rav Ilish was wondering, what's unbelievable? Nashim tzidkaniyos, right? Unbelievable. Anyway, the Ishtabayin, they were captured. The Ishtabai Ihu Nami Bahadayu. And Rav Ilish was also captured. They're both captured together, both in jail together. Yomachad, one day, Haviyasiv Gabehu Gavra. I don't understand. No, nobody explains this. The guy sitting there, for who yada belishan the Tiporia. That guy knows how to understand what the birds are saying. This guy, sitting in the jail with Rav Ilish. So Asa Urva, a bird comes along, a raven comes along, the kakari lay, and he's talking, the bird's talking. So Amalei, so Rav Ilish says to this guy, Nu, Maika Amalei, what did the bird say? What did the raven say? So he said, Ilish Barach, Ilish Barach. Right? Ilish, run away, Ilish, run away. So Amar Urva Shikrahu, nah, he's a liar. So if he's a liar, why do you ask him what it said? Why do you ask him what it said? So the Shari Chai was an unbelievable vart. He says, he also knew the language of birds. Remember, Ravilish, only this guy knew and Ravilish didn't. Rashi says it was a guy. So this guy knew and Ravilish didn't know. He also knew. But as Shari Chaim says, sometimes you hear what you want to hear. So you hear what you want to hear. He heard that the bird said he could run away. He's going to get away with it. So did I really hear that right? Let me ask the guy. And then when the guy said, yeah, it's true, that's what he said. He says, you know what? Ravens don't tell the truth. Raven lied to Noach, says the Marsha. Right? Ravens don't tell the truth. They don't do their job. They don't do their job. Right? Noach sends a raven, he stays around. Even though the raven had a reason, right? It was Choshen Noach. But bottom line is, ravens don't do their job. So he didn't really trust the raven. Then, V'lo Simcha Alayhu, he didn't want to rely on the raven. Adahachi, while this is going on, Asa Yonah, a Yonah comes. V'kakarile, and he's also chirping. Amale, my Kamra. What did Yonah say? Amalei, Ilish Barach, Ilish Barach. Run away. Amar Knesset Yisrael Ki Yona Misila. The raven is like a Yona. The Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yona. Shema Mina Misrachesh Linitha. You know what? A Nathan's going to happen for me. Amar, and he said, Ezel Achzi Bante de Rav Nachman. Let me go see the daughters of Rav Nachman. E Kaimen Behem Nusayu Adrinu. If they're keeping the faith, then I will go rescue them too. So Amar Nashi Kol Milad Islahu Sadron Lahadadi Beis Hakiseh. Whenever women have anything secret to say that you do, they do it in the Beis Hakiseh because men won't go in there, right? The men don't go to the ladies' room, right? So they can go to the, he'll that's where they are. That's going to discussing secret things in the ladies' room. So I'll go hear what they're saying. So Shamenu, he heard to Ka'amrin that they were saying as follows: Ade Guvrin, Ade Guvrin. These guys are our husbands now. They're our husbands. They slept with us. The Nahardai Guvrin. We have husbands back home in Nahardai. So you know what? Leimaluhu l'shuvaihu. Let's tell our captors delechakinhu mehacha. We should go far away from here. You know what? Delolaisi inchin. So our husbands shouldn't come try to track us down. Right, they're going to travel to the end of the earth? No, let's go to the end of the earth and the husband will forget about us. The Lishmuhu, he heard that. So, Lepirkin, Lefarkinon, come. He left them there. When he heard them say that, he left them there. Arak, Asa, Iu, Vahu, Gavro, Lididei. So, this guy who was interpreting the birds came with him. But it's Rachash Lenisa only for him. Ova Mibabra, he crossed over the bridge, Ravilish. The Hahu Gavra, the other guy, Ashkuchu, and they found him, the Katlua, and they killed him. Now, what he deserved to be killed for? The Ivet says, even though he knew how to speak to birds, he couldn't get out of it. So what? Anyway, Kihadron Va'asan Amaluhu Ka Bachshan Kidra Bichshafim. When he came back, he said, these women are witches. So the Chassam Sofer says, amazing. He saw them using their arms to stir the pot. So he thought to himself, I don't know how they're doing that. It must be their Nashim Tzidkaniyos. Then he goes to the jail, and he overhears them saying that they have these new husbands. So he thought to himself, it could be that in the jail, listen, how are they supposed to withstand? They're in jail. They're supposed to withstand this. I understand that. But once they got out, and they went back to stirring the pot with their hands, the whole thing's, it can't be the Tzidkaniyos anymore. It still has to be the witchcraft. And that's what he said, it's witchcraft. That's what it was witchcraft. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Ein lochin svarim, we don't rescue svarim, tefillin, u'mezuzos, min ha'ov de'kochavim, yoser al demeyan, more than they're worth. Why not? Same reason. B'bnei tikkun ha'olam. Because if you do that, you'll just keep stealing Sefer Torahs, and you have to pay crazy prices, and it's never going to end. Amar le Rav Budya l'Rav Ashi, yeser al kedei demeyen hu de'ein lochin. We don't pay more than they're worth. Ha b'chdei demeyen lochin. But what they're worth, that we do pay. Shma mina, what do you see from here? Sefer Torah shenimtza biyad over tochavim korin bo. So the guy calls you up. He calls the Rav of the shul. By the way, I got a Sefer Torah. So where'd you get that from? I have it. So I'm only asking whatever the going rate is. So it's mashma that will buy it. You have to buy it. If he's asking six times the price, you don't pay. He's asking the going rate, you buy it, and you can use it. How could you use it? Maybe the guy wrote it. So what do you see from here? It's a raya that if you buy it from a guy, you can use it. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma lignos, maybe just to bury it. We'll buy it to get it out of the guy's hands, but we don't know who wrote it. Maybe the guy wrote it. We don't know who wrote it, so misafik, we're going to have to bury it. And now we're going to discuss goyim writing Sifrei Torah. And we have 4 minutes to do it. Amar of Nachman, Naktin, we have a tradition. Sefer Torah shekasvu min. If it's Sefer Torah is written by a min, what's a min? Min's a fascinating word. Rashi says, a min is ha'oduk ba'ovadas kochavim. Someone who's attached to avodas kochavim, kigon komer. Like a priest. Rashi assumes a min is a guy. It's a big machlokas, right? We say that, I don't know who says this, that a min stands for, it's an abbreviation. It says, mi talmidai yeshu notri. I don't know who said that. I've heard that, right? You're a Talmud of Yeshu the Christian. That's a min. I don't know where that says. I heard someone say that. I don't know where. I don't remember. I never saw that in print. If anyone has it in print, I'd love to see it, because that would be fascinating if it were true. If you do look, if you look at the Hagaos HaTziyunim in Os Gimel, which is in the Rashi, he says that the censor touched this Rashi. He says the censor changed this Rashi. So what exactly Rashi said before the censor came, I don't know. You have to go to the Chesronos HaShas and see what's in there. But he says over here at the side that the censor touched this Rashi. Anyway, if a min wrote it, you burn it. Why? Because it has no value, it has no kedusha at all. But worse, it's also to learn from it. So the only thing you can do is burn it. We don't want someone learning from this. Kasru obviously kochavim yignaz. If it's written by a guy, you bury it. Nimsum biad min. But if you find it from a min, then yignaz. You also have to bury it. Why? Because we don't know he wrote it. We just know he had it. Nimsum biad obviously kochavim. If it's found by a guy, but we don't know who wrote it. Amrile yignaz, amrile kormo. Some say you write it, you can bury it. Some say you can even use it. Why could you use it? Because mistama, we're going to say it was good. Sefer Torah shekasv obviously kochavim. What if a guy wrote a sefer Torah? So Tani Chad the Yitzchak. One says you have to burn it. The Tani Idach Yignos. One says you have to bury it. The Tani Idach Korimbo. One says you can write from it. Lokash, it's not. You can read from it. Lokash, it's not a stira. Ha the Tani Yitzchak. The one says you have to burn it. Or Balazahida Amar Stamach Shavetz Ovikacham Lavodes Kachavim. Right, it's written for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you have to burn it. For Ha the Tani Yignaz. The one who says you have to bury it. Hai Tani Hu the Tani Rav Nuna Berei Deravah Miparshnuya Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah Shekasvan. Min, umusar, a guy who's masters on you, over kochavim, a guy, evet, isha, katan, kuzi, yisrael, mumar, psulim, they're all possible. Shenemar, ukshartem, uksavtem. You have to write it and bind it. Kol she yeshnu bikshira, yeshnu bikshiva. Whoever can bind, meaning adult male, Jews, yeshnu bikshiva. But kol she ainu bikshira, ainu bikshiva. If you can't bind, you can't write. V'had etanya korinbo, I, who said you could read it? Haytanya hu detanya lochin svarim and ovdik achavim b'chal makom. You can buy svarim from a guy. Ubelvad sheyiyu kozvin kilchasan. As long as they're in kalacha. Umaisim ovdik achavim echa. There was once a story. Betzidon shayakozim svarim. He was writing sefer Torah. Fider Rav Shimon ben Gamliel likach mimenu. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel allowed you to buy it because we assumed he was writing it lishma a guy. Ah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel uved lishman boy. He holds that you have to tan the hides lishma. So Ksivan Lishma Loboy, he's letting a goy write the Torah. How could that be? The Tanya, Tzipon Zav, if somebody sprinkled gold, O Shatil Aleim, or Behemoth Tameya, or used non-leather from non-kosher animals, Psulos, it's possible. Ba'od, or Behemoth Tahora, Kshiros, if you use kosher hides, it's kosher. Rafal Bishol Ibn Lishma, even if you didn't tan it Lishma. Rashir Ben Gamliel Amar, no, Afilu, or Behemoth Tahora, Psulos, even if it's a kosher animal, it's good. Achi Abdin Lishma. Has to be tan l'shma. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel. So you know what the answer is? How can he let a goy write a Tefa Torah? No. Begir Shechazah L'suro. He used to be a Jew. He was a goy. Then he was Megayer. He knows all the halachas. But he went back to being a goy. So the Gemara says, L'suro Kolshki Dehavilei Min. So he's for sure a goy. He was a Jew for 10 years and then he went back to being a goy? That's the guy you're letting write a Tefa Torah? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Ravashi Shechazah L'suro Mishum Yira. No, the only reason he went back to being a goy was because they threatened him. Really, he wants to be a Jew. Maybe he's even a secret Jew. But outwardly has to be a guy. Such a guy, he could write a Sefer Torah. We'll just finish. Tanar Abaran, Malin B'Demei, and Akidei Trepik. Even though we said you have to pay the exact value for a Sefer Torah, you can pay a little bit more. A little bit more than the market rate you can pay to redeem a Sefer Torah. Ka'mai Chapik, how much is that? Amar of Sheshes, Istura, it's an Istura. Hahita Ayasa, there was once an Arab woman. The Aisi Chaisa, the Tvili, the Kamei Dabaya, she brought tefillin to Abaya to sell to Abaya. Amalei Yahavitzli Reish Reish Betamri. I'll buy each pair for a date. So you know what? Imlei Zihira, she got very angry. Shakla Shadnitsaihu Benara. She was so angry that he offered him so little, she took the date and she threw it into the ocean. Amar Abaya said, Loi Boyle Lizululinu Ba'ape Kulahai. I shouldn't have belittled the tefillin so much. I offered too little. I offered a date. So what'd she do? She threw them away. Not telling him for a date. So I made a mistake, says Abaya. Okay, we'll have to stop over here. The Tosfos over here says, Kol she yeshnu b'kshira, yeshnu b'ksiva. Tosfos says, therefore, to machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah said they should be machmer, don't have a guy, or a woman, or a katan, either make your tzitzis, or even take your little vinesek and put it together. You have your 12-year-old kid who wants to put the little vinesek together, don't let them do that. You know why? Because they're not included in the mitzvah. So, We don't hold like that Tosas, but Shabura says it should be Machmir. Don't let the Katanim or your wife do that. Right? Because Kol Shiyash Lo Gzira, they're not Machmir in the mitzvah. If they're not Machmir in the mitzvah, they can't do the mitzvah. Alright, it's a big discussion, but it's not the end of the world. The Mishnah Berurah says only it's a Chumrah, it's not an Ikar Adin, but that all comes out of this Tosas and this Daf. Alright, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. I'm sorry? Bizman Azad is. The Ramah says,